Senate Majority Leader Robert Byrd says he backs President Carter's appeal for calm in the handling of the Soviet combat troop presence in Cuba. The West Virginia Democrat told a Washington news conference that the U.S. shouldn't jump to conclusions about the troops and that he doesn't see any reason to link their withdrawal to Senate ratification of the SALT Treaty. Byrd said that pact will go to the Senate floor for debate on November 1st. Actress Jean Seberg is dead in apparent suicide. Her body was found late this afternoon, slumped in a car in a right bank district of Paris. The 40-year-old actress was reported missing 10 days ago when a friend said she left her apartment in the middle of the night carrying a supply of barbiturates. Paris officials say they're carrying out tests to find the exact cause of death. Seberg first became well-known 22 years ago when she starred in the movie St. Joan. She made a number of feature films in the years after, none of which attracted the attention of her film debut. Richard Sallant came out swinging today against the fairness doctrine of the current Federal Communications Act, calling it an abominable public disservice. The vice chairman of the board of NBC and former CBS News president told an organization of broadcast news directors that the doctrine works against democracy because it keeps the electorate from becoming fully informed about the major candidates in elections. The doctrine says all candidates for an office may ask for equal time if one candidate gets airtime. Sallant said the policy keeps news organizations from airing important broadcasts before elections. The so-called non-aligned nations meeting in Cuba decided to work past their deadline today and may meet again tomorrow in what's turned out to be a long and difficult series of talks. At issue is an effort by hardline Arab countries to throw Egypt out of the organization because of its peace treaty with Israel. The antagonists in the struggle for control of Zimbabwe-Rhodesia arrived in London today. Britain's Rhodesia conference is set to begin on Monday. Prime Minister Abel Muzawewa and guerrilla leader Joshua Nkomo landed at Heathrow Airport within minutes of each other. They studiously avoided meeting face-to-face. A three-day siege ended today at a credit union office near Montreal. Two gunmen surrendered to police after holding four hostages they'd taken during a botched robbery attempt on Thursday. All the hostages are safe. West Germany's interior minister, Gerhard Baum, says he's concerned over an increase in neo-Nazi incidents in his country in the first half of this year. In a Bonn radio interview, Baum said by June, the number of such incidents was rapidly approaching the total for all of last year. Now this.
The Kmart camera department presents Goof Proof and a whole lot more.
Put Kmart in the picture. With Goof Proof you don't pay. Footprints of any shots you take that don't come out okay.
Dad, the pictures came. Me and Jimmy and the house and the kitten. And Dad, the color's just gorgeous and the pictures are so sharp. And Dad, you're a genius.
Sure, me and Kmart.
Put Kmart in the picture for finishing and more. Get flashes, film, and cameras at a Kmart savings store.
Your Kmart camera department has great camera buys, too. For example, through September 8th, you can get a Continental 110 pocket camera with built-in strobe, plus a roll of focal color print film for only $18.88. Save $7.24 now.
Put Kmart in the picture and make your pictures nice and pay for just the prints you like at a Kmart kind of price.
New York City's Grand Central Terminal had to be evacuated this afternoon when a fire in an empty railroad car sent heavy smoke fumes through the station. Three people were treated for smoke inhalation. It's not known what started the fire. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.
I'm Richard C. Hoddled in Havana with news and commentary, sitting in for Dan Rather, reporting on the CBS radio network. When the dust of the non-aligned summit conference has finally settled, Fidel Castro may be seen standing taller than ever on the world scene. More after this.
I want to show you how meat insurance works on a barbecue.
Is that why you cut that piece of meat in half?
Uh-huh. I put Adolph's meat tenderizer on one half and nothing on the other.
Is the nothing half the one that says Raji on it?
No, the nothing half has nothing written on it.
How logical.
Here, you get the nothing piece.
This is extremely nothing.
My piece with Adolph's is tender and juicy.
Look behind you, Nan.
I don't see any
ant. I like my piece of meat now.
Oh, mine's not very good. Did you switch? Behind you, a moth.
Oh, you can trick a trigger.
A monstrous rabbit.
Adolph's meat tenderizer. Think of it as meat insurance.
Amana brings you ice and water. With the exclusive Amana three-door ice and water refrigerator with a patented ice and water dispenser separate from the doors. It's completely free of frost and features Amana's refrigerator within a refrigerator meat keeper that keeps meats fresh longer. Cantilever shelves that adjust to meet changing storage needs and much, much more. Enjoy the automatic convenience of ice and water with the exclusive Amana three-door ice and water refrigerator.
President Fidel Castro is the leader of a small Caribbean island nation of 10 million people. It is completely dependent on the Soviet Union, which buys all of Cuba's main export, sugar, and supplies all of Cuba's oil. There has been a close military relationship between the two as well. The Cuban army is organized on Soviet lines, and Cuban troops, tens of thousands of them, have gone to Africa as instruments of Soviet strategy. But Fidel Castro has always thumbed his nose at the United States, and he did so again last week when Washington complained in vain about the presence of a fully equipped Soviet combat infantry brigade in Cuba. Fidel Castro is a close ally of the Soviet Union and a member of COMECON, the Eastern European Economic Bloc. However, in Havana this week, Fidel took over the leadership of the non-aligned movement for the next 3 years. This group now numbers 94 nations and national liberation movements like the Palestine Liberation Organization. Its attraction has grown as Western influence has waned around the world. Iran, Nicaragua, and Pakistan, which had strong ties with the United States, are now members of the non-aligned. In the past, the movement has been loose-jointed, a confederation of countries which wanted mainly to create a secure position between the great power blocks of East and West. Fidel, however, has declared his belief that the non-aligned have a natural ally in the Soviet bloc, and there is great concern that he intends to hitch the non-aligned movement to Soviet interests. Some say he has already begun, using the power of the chair at this conference to exclude a pro-Chinese member, the Pol Pot regime of Cambodia, and then to stifle criticism of that tactic. The traditional non-aligned nations, Yugoslavia, Indonesia, and Singapore and others, are trying to restrain these efforts, but Fidel Castro now leads a new, young, radical wing in the non-aligned movement and looms as an important figure in world affairs. Now this.
Prostitution. It's been called the oldest profession. But whatever it's called, the selling of the human body is a dehumanizing, degrading process. Authorities say that the professional prostitutes, both male and female, are getting younger. Why do young boys and girls turn to prostitution? This is Mal Adams. For the surprising facts, be sure to hear my special Assignment 79 report, Thursday, September 13th at 6:30 p.m. right here on KNX News Radio.
I'm Richard C. Huddle at CBS News, Havana.